Good day, listeners. You are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. On this episode, I chat with Mayor for the Town of Sutton, Mr. Robert Benoit, regarding the municipality's proposed acquisition of Vieux-Verger property in the village to develop an affordable housing project. Since this interview, there has been some opposition towards the project. Over 700 people signed the registry that was held on Saturday for the Vieux-Verger affordable housing project, and only 492 signatures were needed to determine how the town was going to move forward, with either a referendum or to shelve this project completely. Elected officials are expected to make a decision at tonight's town council meeting as to how they plan on moving forward. We'll be covering this story as it evolves. So, Mr. Benoit, the town of Sutton, the municipality, likes to keep busy.
As a matter of fact, I think it's very different from the Sutton of the past. I think we want, our political party was called, it's not a political party, but our committee was called Action Sutton. So I think it's in reaction to a lot of non-action in the last 10 years in Sutton. And obviously we need to make decisions. We need to progress. And this is why I think one of the most important issues is affordable housing. And this is what we're trying to tackle, is to bring more affordable houses in Sutton, which is obviously in a very shortage situation.
Yeah, let's get into that a little bit more. That's actually, you mentioned, affordable housing is something on the books. More recently, the Vieux-Verger affordable housing development project. Now, I've spoken to you about this before when you came to an agreement with the owners to purchase the land, but I know that the municipality has actually put together an architectural plan for the site that it has presented to citizens at, I believe, two public information sessions so far. For those who aren't aware of this project, can you just start by highlighting it for our listeners before we speak more about this plan and what the municipality's intention is with the former Vieux-Verger site?
We had the information meeting on April 12th, about 2 weeks ago, to present the projects. We had an architecture firm that took a new look, because this is a project that has been planned for the last 12 years, but for different reasons, it was never really accepted or whatever. So we thought that we needed a new look. So we hired a firm to look at, to have a fresh look, a 2023 version of the Vieux-Verger. Their proposal that we really liked was the fact that the Vieux-Verger is located 5 minutes from downtown, right? And it's a pristine area. It's a beautiful area. So we want to conserve the site, most of the site. So the proposal is to conserve 75%, almost 75% of the site for perpetuity, for eternity. We want to put it in a humid zone. We want to put it in conservation. We want to use only 23% of the land to build roads and the housing. And the rest, another 20 to 30%, will be a kind of a park for not only the residents, but for all citizens of Sutton, which is a part of beautiful, near a stream. It's already a walking path, really. It's not official, but a lot of people know this path and they use it. And it's one of the most beautiful walking paths in the village. So the idea that we think to bring it affordable is to control the price of the land, because that's very important. The price of the land right now is completely crazy in Sutton. I mean, obviously, the increase of the last 3 years of houses and land is about 39% on average. So it's a lot. So we want to control the price of it, and we think that the best way for us to ask promoters, because we won't take the construction risk, and we won't take the management of those projects. We want the private companies, private promoters to take those risks. But we want to control the price of the land and to be owner of the land for a certain period of time so that we can negotiate with promoters to have affordable houses. And this is the issue that has been discussed also at the second meeting. Are people of Sutton willing to buy the land at $1.4 million? We gave a contract to an evaluator to give us the just market value of that land. And this is normal in those kind of acquisition. And they've come up with the idea that if they compare that price of the land to other land in the area, the value is 1.4 million and probably more than that, because obviously the owners did another survey and they found out that it was much more than that. But we negotiated, and in the end, they accepted the 1.4 million because those owners had already wanted to buy, not to buy, but to build affordable houses. So the project that we presented, they really liked the project, so they're willing to accept the 1.4 million. Now the question are the citizens of Sutton willing to bridge finance the 1.4 million? Because our idea is to resell the land to promoters that will accept to build affordable houses and accept certain conditions that would be foremost for Sutton existing Sutton residents and things like that. So we think that for the city to be able to do affordable houses and to bring about affordable houses, we need to control the price of land. We're not the only city that thinks about it right now. A lot of cities all over Canada, as a matter of fact, have municipalities trying to find solutions for affordable houses. I mean, if they would have been affordable houses for the last 10 to 15 years, there wouldn't be a crisis right now in Canada. But there is a crisis everywhere from British Columbia to Prince Edward Island about the need to build affordable houses and the fact that private companies, the free market, doesn't build affordable houses. They build big mansions, obviously, or big condominiums, but they don't do affordable houses because they don't make a lot of money on that. So they're trying to get, you know, the best buck, best profit for the buck. I mean, and that's one of the problem. The free market is not really interested in doing that. So we need, and the government, and we have to pull everybody together to bring those private companies to build those affordable houses.
Yeah, and there's actually a social and affordable housing project already being constructed in Sutton, if I'm not mistaken. So this would kind of go hand in hand with that. And
it's a good point that we made. I mean, we have affordable housing Sutton, which is now in construction. It's started 10 days ago. It's going to be 18 apartments, and it's going to be subsidized. So that's great. The projects in the Vieux-Verger cannot be subsidized because the Quebec government has stopped the program that we call L'Accès Logis. And right now we have to do affordable housing from mostly the federal government, who has invested a lot of billions of dollars in projects for affordable houses. This is another project. What the federal government is doing is that they're helping private companies to subsidize the interest rates. And to have lower interest rates for them, so that in a counterparty that they're doing is to offer lower rents in apartments. It's mostly rents. This project could be about 80 houses or apartments. So if you add that up to the 18 of affordable housing, that's 100, almost 100 apartments. There's 2,500 apartments in Sutton or houses in Sutton. So 100 means it's an increase of 3.9, almost 4% increase in the numbers of opportunities to buy or rent apartments. So it's huge. It's huge if you want to help the situation right now. If we do that, if we would be able to do that, it'd be great. So I think it would get us to a very good point. And that's what we're proposing to the cities, obviously. We have to borrow the 1.5 million, but the 1.5 million comes up to about, you know, $30 or something per year for the people of Sutton who pays their income tax, their municipal tax. So it's $30 or so. If somebody has a property of $1 million, it would be $60 per year to help bring together this project of letting the municipality buying the land at 1.4 million.
That was actually where I was going next, was you've held these public information sessions where you've introduced this project. What sort of feedback have you gotten from citizens so far? Do they seem to be in support of the project? I know that there were some concerns amongst some individuals, so I wasn't sure if you could highlight what has come out of these sessions so far.
I mean, it's very polarized. in some kind of way. We've received a lot of comments from people saying this is a beautiful project, but there is a lot of question mark from a certain group of people. Even though they like the project, they say, how can you negotiate with promoters to have affordable houses? And what I said is I cannot promise, you know, the results. I cannot guarantee. But what I said is that we'll try like crazy, you know, to bring about, to negotiate a good outcome, but I can't promise the outcome. Then there is a lot of other groups that don't want any public money to buy lands or to do like that. I mean, they say, let the free market operate and the municipality doesn't have to be involved, which is, we think, contrary to what is happening everywhere in Canada right now, that it's municipality who lives with those problems of shortage of apartments. Shortage of affordable houses, what it means is that workers who get paid about $15 an hour, $20, $25 an hour, cannot live in the cities or in the towns right now. So it's the cities and the commercial, and really it's the economic development of a village that will suffer if we don't bring about affordable houses. So we personally, I don't think we have a choice. We have to tackle this problem, because if we don't, we'll be like any kind of other towns that is losing their main street, losing their people. So we don't want that to happen. We think we have a great village. We have a great city. We need to develop apartments. Also, the fact that what we said to people is that, listen, the projects that we had in Sutton to develop like 600 new homes were in the mountain. And right now in the mountain, we don't have water. So we have a moratorium. We have a freeze on new construction in the mountain. And it's not going to be easy to solve that problem. And even if we find water from the village and to have more water, it would cost more than $20 million to just bring that water up on the mountain. And when we compare the choice of having new houses in the mountain compared to houses in the village where the water is, obviously, I mean, the choice is kind of obvious. I mean, we should develop houses in the village rather than condominiums in the mountain. There are almost zero risk in doing that. We're not going to lose money because the value of that land anyway is greater than the $1.5 million, I'm sure. And if we don't take this opportunity to have a solution to the affordable houses, then there's not going to be any affordable houses other than the one in the 18 apartments that I was talking about before. It will never happen to Sutton, and I think we'll miss a great opportunity to try to solve this problem.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Benoit, for providing all that information. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.